Oasis Audio presents The Mystery in the Cave by Gertrude Chandler Warner. Read for you by Tim Gregory. Chapter 1. Alone in the Dragon's Mouth. The Alden family loved boats. Houseboats, rowboats, ferry boats, and sailboats. But they had never been in a boat that went through a cave before. Now, they were floating along a stream under the earth.
Aunt Jane was right,
James Alden said to his four grandchildren.
She's told me many times that we shouldn't miss the Dragon's Mouth Cavern and this tour with her old friend Nellie Stoner. I have to agree.
Me too, 14-year-old Henry said, leaning back to enjoy the ride. And you know what else? Now we won't have to hear Benny beg to visit here every time Aunt Jane mentions it. We finally made it.
Finally,
Benny agreed.
Good thing you found us living in our boxcar in the woods, Grandfather. Now that you have a big family, you get to take big family trips.
Mr. Alden grinned at his 6-year-old grandson.
That's certainly true. It's much more fun to visit places with the four of you.
And a lot more exciting, Henry said.
Quite true, Mr. Alden agreed. You children always seem to get into some kind of adventure.
But we haven't had any kind of adventure on this trip,
Benny complained. Violet Alden, who was 10, pulled her sweater sleeves over her chilly hands.
Hunting for rocks and crystals for the next few...